We continue to hear from the Acts of the Apostles in the Easter season, and in our first reading we hear about what that early church was like, that beginning community. We see a number of characteristics of the early church. First of all, we see the church's unity. The unity. It says the believers, the community was of one heart and mind. They had everything in common. They had one experience of Jesus crucified and risen. They had one life together. They had one mission together. They were so united. The church's first of the four marks of the church is that the church is one. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. The second characteristic is they bear witness. It is a testifying church. It is a witnessing church and a proclaiming church, a church that has something to offer that is brand new to the world around it. With great power, it says, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And isn't this the thing that the world tries to come against as the Pharisees, the chief priests, they keep on saying, stop proclaiming, stop testifying, stop announcing in his name. Be quiet. Peter says we have to obey God rather than men. We have to testify. Literally, we have to martyrain. We have to become martyr because we cannot hold back what we have experienced, the power of Jesus alive. So the second characteristic is that witnessing aspect. And thirdly, in the reading today, there is this great generosity. As people who owned property or houses would sell them and bring the money and put them at the feet of the apostles, and that probably was a literal placing at the feet, it was a kind of gesture that meant, I now submit this to your authority. I allow you to use this, even though it used to be mine. And the apostles distribute it to lift up the needy and the poor. Also, this characteristic of the early church. That had to be pretty powerful because remember, to have been part of really the secure, comfortable upper classes, property was it. If you owned any kind of property, you were in the top 1%. And yet people like Joseph, Barnabas, were so convicted by how life was different now that Christ is risen. This has changed everything, that he is risen, and he calls us together as a people, that even the property these people own, they give away, not under compulsion, not being forced by anybody, but through a free gift, a free choice. I want to divest myself of this and give to the church and give to the poor and be simple and humble like Jesus. Unity, testimony, generosity. All results of how the real resurrection of Christ changed everything for this early community. What's our faith in the resurrection like today? How is our life radically different because of what Christ has done? As we come before the Eucharist today, we look at our own lives and say, Lord, where are you calling me to a deeper unity with you and with your church? Lord, how do you call me to bear witness, to testify that Jesus is risen, to share my experience of walking with Christ? And thirdly, Lord, how am I called to be generous? To divest myself of even those things that make me feel most secure and comfortable for the sake of others in need? How can I take my entire life, everything that I have, and always be ready and willing to place it, Lord, at your feet, at your disposal, at your wishes? Because you've saved me, you're alive. And now everything is different.